We are now joined by Johns Hopkins head coach Dave Petromala. The Blue Jays are ranked number 5 in the USILO preseason poll, and were the coach's unanimous pick to win the Big Ten championship. Coach Petromala, good morning.
Good morning.
Please start us out with an opening statement, then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Sure. You know, year two in the Big Ten, and obviously year one proved to be an exciting one. The conference proved to be everything I think that we all hoped for, with three teams in the Final Eight and two teams in the Final Four. So a great start for Big Ten lacrosse. You know, for Johns Hopkins, we are excited to be a part of the Big Ten and be a part of it in year two. Our team is a much different team than a year ago. There's been some turnover, in particular in the defensive end. You know, some new faces, but certainly the same expectations.
Thanks, Coach. Let's go straight to questions, please.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1.
Coach, talk a little bit about the three players to watch that were unveiled in conjunction with the preseason poll yesterday. Ryan Brown, Nick Fields, Shaq Stanwyck. What are your expectations for those guys, both on the field and from a leadership perspective?
Well, obviously, you know, you start with Ryan, and, you know, everybody's, you know, said what a great year Ryan had last year. And you know, I continually say he needs to and can do more. And I think we're seeing that right now. Ryan is doing a great deal more in terms of handling the ball, doing more within the offense. You know, everybody thinks he's kind of a finisher, an off-ball guy. And we feel he has so much more to his game. Came back in the best shape of his life. I've never quite seen him this way, first in all the runs. So we're expecting him to do more this year in terms of leadership on the field, as a captain, leadership off the field, but also in the things he's doing to not just be a goal scorer, but to be a bit more of a facilitator at times. with Shaq Stanwyck, you know, you don't step into the shoes of Will Stanwyck, you know, as a sophomore. Wells wasn't Wells when he was a sophomore. You know, his senior year was spectacular. He's probably our greatest loss, and certainly someone who was really underappreciated in our opinion. So for Shaq to step in, you know, and fill those shoes, it's not going to happen. We're going to do that, you know, with Shaq's improvement, with Ryan Brown stepping up and doing more, and with our third attackman doing more. But we've been very pleased. We think Shaq is ahead of where Wells was as a sophomore, but certainly not Wells as a senior. So we're going to need him to be a leader in the offense, be a quarterback, and obviously take his game one step further. And then in the defensive end, that's the guy I think has the greatest challenge, and that's Nick Fields. We think he's a spectacular player. For us to be successful, we need him to increase his visibility as a leader, to increase his intensity on the field, as he is someone that this group looks up to. So, you know, all three of them are going to have to take a step forward and do a bit more this year. But in particular, in the defensive end, Nick Fields is going to have to do more.
And we have a question from the line of Sarah Andrzejczyk from BigTen.org.
Hi, Coach. Now, you talked a little bit about, you know, the first year in Big Ten lacrosse. How would you say that going into year two, it's different from the inaugural season?
Well, nothing's new. A year ago, not only, you know, were we playing new teams that we hadn't played before, but we were in a conference, and, you know, the expectations of a conference tournament and understanding how to manage, you know, a conference tournament, how to manage traditional rivalries with new in-conference rivalries. All of that was brand new. You go from thinking selfishly to very globally. So the best part is, you know, none of it is new this year. You know, we know our opponents. We've had plenty of opportunity to see them throughout the year and study them over the summer. So the best part is there's nothing new about what we're doing. The only group it's new for is our freshmen, and the older guys are certainly capable of helping them understand what to expect and how to act and react throughout the season.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one to ask Coach a question.
Coach, you talked a little bit about, you've talked about in the past, the great market that Baltimore is for lacrosse, and obviously the Big Ten tournament will be coming your way in early May. What kind of impact do you expect that to have locally for you and for the Big Ten as well, having the Big Ten tournament there in Baltimore?
Well, certainly from Johns Hopkins' perspective, we're very privileged. Here we are in year two, and we have the opportunity to host the Big Ten tournament. It's a great chance for Baltimore to get a greater sense for the Big Ten brand and for the outstanding teams within the Big Ten. I think people will be excited to be here. It's an electric environment at Homewood Field. It's a sport that's not only supported by the Hopkins community, but the Baltimore and the Maryland community as well. So I think it brings not only regional attention to the Big Ten, but national attention. Lacrosse is that big in this area, and it's well followed throughout the country. So I actually think it's a very big deal to have it in Baltimore, not just from an institutional perspective, but from a conference perspective as well.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one.
Coach, looks like we are all set. We appreciate your time this morning.
Have a good day.